Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There's no suspected link between fires that damaged two former strip club buildings in Fairbanks. An August 20th fire heavily damaged the old Reflections building on South Cushman Street, while another blaze 3 weeks earlier damaged the former location of the Showboat Club in West Fairbanks. A release from Fairbanks Fire Department says, based on current evidence, there are no known connections between the Reflections fire and any other recent fires. The release details the fire that heavily damaged the over 15,000-square-foot South Cushman Street building, which was partially occupied by a countertop business. The department says the blaze consumed 90% of the building's roof, collapsing it into the second story, which also partially gave way. Noting that it will take more time to make a final determination, the release says investigators do not suspect foul play and believe an electrical system or appliance may have started the fire. Repair of a power plant is on the agenda for a Golden Valley Electric Association board meeting tonight. The GVEA board considers a project aimed to fix a problem that led to two explosions at the Healy 2 coal-fired power plant. GVEA President and CEO Corey Borgeson says consultants have recommended changes to a system that feeds coal into the plant's boiler.
They believe that they can make some fairly basic modifications to the coal handling system.
The Healy 2 plant has long been problem-plagued. The $300 million experimental facility was constructed with mostly federal and state funding in the 1990s, but never operated beyond initial testing. GVEA purchased the plant in 2013, renovated the facility, and ran it for about 8 months until a March 2016 explosion attributed to dust buildup in a coal handling system. About $1 million in repairs followed, and the plant was restarted, only to suffer another explosion and shut down in November 2016. Borgeson says that triggered more analysis and the latest fix proposal.
We believe, and our engineer and the company that's been brought up to do this believes that this will solve the problem.
Borgeson estimates the latest work will cost at least $10 million, part of a series of projects paid for with a loan from the Federal Rural Utility Service. He says if the board approves the repairs, the Healy 2 plant should be restarted next spring. A man is dead in an apparent ATV accident on the Denali Highway. Alaska State Troopers report that the body of 50-year-old Song Her of Anchorage was found near Mile 92 Saturday. They say it appears that Her was headed west when he went off the road and down an embankment. The accident is under investigation. Duck hunting will be allowed at the Tinnenaw Lakes Recreation Area in Fairbanks when the season opens September 1st. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has reversed a hunting ban implemented earlier at the request of the Parks and Recreation Commission. Borough Mayor Carl Castle told the Assembly at a meeting Thursday that the ban is being temporarily suspended because it did not receive proper public vetting.
The previous process was precipitated by an incident out there that was not duck hunting, and I don't think the community was truly informed about what the Parks and Rec Commission was looking at and why and whatnot. And so we've chatted with them, and they concur and are willing, very happy to go back and conduct a better process. But we need time, and we needed to address some of the concerns. So this is a temporary policy.
Castle acknowledged that there are safety concerns and outlined some basic restrictions incorporated into the interim policy, including a prohibition on shooting near recreation area buildings.
300 feet from a facility which is intended to be a structure, not a trail, but a building, that type of physical structure. And the trail would come into play in that the state does not allow shooting from a road or across a road as part of their hunting regulations. And it's our feeling that temporarily we'll apply that to trails.
Mayor Castle's comments were interspersed with public comments from local residents concerned about potentially losing the opportunity to hunt at Tinnenaw Lakes. Corey Steele of Two Rivers says he's been duck hunting in the area since high school.
I can only imagine that this coming winter there's going to be, you know, people that don't like hunting of any kind and are going to perhaps use their feelings towards hunting to try to, you know, stop us from hunting somewhere that we've been hunting for 20 years. With no incidents to report out there as far as duck hunting is concerned.
Steele reminded the Assembly that duck hunters were a big part of an effort to clean up junk vehicles and other debris around the lakes before the borough opened the 750-acre recreation area 3 years ago. I'm Dan Bross.